Zacchaeus in Jericho, he shared a moment with Joshua near Jericho. And what a moment it was. "I am the commander of the army of the Lord," Jesus declared. The human eye saw two armies, the Canaanites and the Israelites. Actually, there was a third, the Lord's army, God's angels. This is the heavenly host referred to in Psalm 103, 20 and 21. "Bless the Lord, you mighty angels of His, who carry out His orders, listening for each of His commands." Yes, bless the Lord, you armies of His angels, who serve Him constantly. Dismiss the notion of angels with chiffon wings and rosy cheeks. God's angels were strong enough to close the mouths of lions for Daniel. According to the book of Revelation, it will take only one angel to bind Satan and cast him into a bottomless pit. Just one angel can dispense with the devil. Imagine what thousands of angels can do. This many exist. Hebrews 12:22 refers to thousands of angels in joyful assembly. When John was given a glimpse into the heavens, he saw too many angels to count. The number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands. Revelation 5:11. When God opened the eyes of Elijah's servant, the young man saw that the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elijah. 2 Kings 6:17. Angels are ministering spirits sent forth to minister for those who will inherit salvation. Hebrews 1:14. Their presence is a promised land perk. All God's children can be sure of God's angels. They are mighty in power. They are many in number. And Jesus is the commander of them all. The message to Joshua is unmistakable. Jericho may have its walls, but Joshua, you have more. You have God. He is with you. Isn't that the word that Joshua needed? A reminder of God's mighty presence? Isn't that all any of us need? We need to know that God is near. We are never alone. In our darkest hour, in our deepest questions, the Lord of hosts never leaves us. When my daughters were small,